Unit 4. Recording 4. Conversation 1.
Okay, so, let me see. I guess I would start with the obvious sites, things like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Snapchat.
Yeah, Snapchat. So I delete my profile from those sites. Presumably you can do that, right?
Yes, I think so. Though some of those sites, like Facebook, I think you can, you know, deactivate the account, but I'm not sure you can actually delete it.
Right. So that might be a problem. You know, ones you can't delete. But I guess you can delete most of them.
Yeah, like YouTube.
Oh, hold on. I didn't think about YouTube. I've got a YouTube channel. In fact, when I start to think about it, I've got loads of different accounts, so getting to them all wouldn't be easy.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
So maybe a website like this one would be useful after all. You just tell them about your accounts and they go through them all for you.
Yes, perhaps it would. I think I might take a look at it.
Conversation 2.
Right, so why would you do it?
Well, I guess one reason might be that you've experienced some kind of bullying. I mean, cyberbullying or something.
Yes, I suppose that's possible.
Or maybe you posted something really stupid, like an article or something, and now you regret it.
Personally, I don't really understand it. You know, the idea that you can just disappear from the internet. It's like dropping out of society because you don't like how society behaves. I don't really think the way to change it is to drop out. And it's kind of the same on the internet.
But what about if you've had a really bad experience?
I don't know. I think maybe you just have to learn to deal with it. Or ignore the problem or something.
I suppose so. But, I mean, sometimes online bullying can lead to people being afraid in real life. People who are afraid to leave their homes, for example, because of threats they've received online.
Okay, so obviously that's terrible. But I don't think you solve it by disappearing offline. I think you have to learn to ignore it or fight back.
Conversation 3.
Not really. I don't need to. You see, for me, it's quite simple. I just avoid social media in the first place.
Really? You don't use it at all?
Nope.
And don't you feel like you're missing out?
Not really. I mean, I guess it's partly my age, but I really don't see the need for it. The thing is, if I want to talk to someone, I arrange to meet up, go for a drink or a meal, or I call them up for a chat. I honestly think that is a much more valuable type of social interaction. You know, talking to someone face to face.
Well, yes, obviously. But a lot of the time, when people meet up, they can chat about things that they've been sharing on social media. So, when I meet someone, they know that I've just come back from holiday because they've seen the photos. So we can talk about that.
But you see, I just don't think it's particularly interesting. You know, I don't really need to see what you had for breakfast this morning. I'd rather talk about something else.
Exactly. And a lot of the time, someone has posted an interesting article or something, so you can talk about that.
Really? I'm not sure. It seems to me that people just post all kinds of rubbish on social media to try and make themselves popular.